Can y'all hear me? Okay.
We have another person that's here too.
Her name is Zoe Moore.
All right, awesome. Well, girls, I'll go ahead and start. I've got the Hamlin Pied Piper softball team right here on the podcast tonight. And I'll let you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell your position where you play.
Hello, my name is Samantha Gonzalez, and I play at shortstop or pitcher.
My name is Kelsey Hardy, and I play center field or left field.
My name is Zoe Moore, and I'm a pitcher.
My name is Alexandra Vera, and I play second, and I pitch.
My name is Skylar Chuga, and I play first base.
First off, thank you guys so much for coming on to the podcast. I know you girls are busy girls this time of year. You guys are probably happy that you got spring break right now.
Yes.
So I'll start off, Sam. I've asked you before, but I'll ask everybody else. Who would you say is your biggest mentor in sports?
Probably our coach, Jason Votis. He's he's very into the game. He knows what he's talking about, so it's very easy to listen to him. He knows what he's doing, so it's like easier to listen to.
So for you guys, this is a deep freshman roster for the softball team. You guys must be excited that you guys are going to have a lot of freshmen on this team.
Yes.
So I'll go ahead and I'll ask each one of you, who would y'all say is your biggest fan?
For me, it's my dad. Most definitely my dad.
For me, it's probably my mom and my dad. Definitely both my parents.
Yeah, both my parents.
And both my parents, too.
So, when you guys are in the dugout, before you guys take the field or anything, is there any kind of crazy rituals you guys do before the game? Do you guys do a TikTok? Do you guys pray? What do you guys do?
Warm-up cheers, like pump-up cheers in the dugout to get us all a hype for the game.
So how do you guys think that you guys are going to end up doing this year? I mean, I know you guys are a young team. It's going to be a lot of growing experience. Y'all being on varsity now, but I think this experience for you guys is going to be really, really good. How do you guys think y'all are going to end up doing this year?
I think we're going to go pretty far this year.
We've had a lot of girls experience, so we know what we're doing. So I can see us going pretty deep.
Yeah.
So do you think that a lot of teams are going to mistake you guys because you guys got 10 freshmen on the roster, and they're going to think that y'all are a young team, so they're going to think maybe you guys aren't going to have the experience and you guys are going to surprise a lot of varsity teams?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask each one of y'all, who would y'all say is your craziest teammate on y'all's team? Like, who's the one that gets pumped up? Who's the one?
For me, it's Abby Cooper.
Yes. It's definitely Abby.
Yes.
So, have any of you girls, I know you girls are only freshmen, but I ask everybody this, have you guys thought about college yet? Have you guys thought about what you want to major in?
No, not for me.
Not stop fresh on my mind by any means.
I'm pretty sure right now all you guys are thinking about is just smacking the heck out of that softball.
Yeah.
So, tell us something about one of your teammates that everybody may not know.
Like of us?
Yeah, you could tell. It could be about you. I mean, you could say, you could pick, you could say something about Sam. Tell us something about one of your teammates that somebody may not know.
Samantha's got a concussion like most of her life from the IV and everything else is awful. Roxanne ate a bug during a game.
Sam, Roxanne did something to her shoulder by turning over first base.
So you guys must be really excited. I mean, I tell a lot of people all the time, man, it's a different kind of feeling when you get to represent Hamlin. I mean, I played my varsity years at Hamlin. It's a different kind of feeling for people. Tell them what to you, to each one of you guys, what it means to be a Piper.
Oh, it's something to be proud of for sure. Knowing like our athletic program and like we're having this new college thing, it's like really great to say we're from Hamlin because everyone hears about us now.
And, like, everybody, like, around, like, our community and stuff for support for everything, even, like, when we're gone, they'll still remember everything you've done and they still support you.
Now, I had a girl from Stanford earlier on the phone, on the podcast, Brescia Applin, and we were talking about, you know, basketball teams and everything going on, and I told her, I said, the three teams that I think are going to surprise a lot of people in softball, basketball, all girls sports are going to be Haskell, Hamlin, and Stanford. I see one of you three within the next 2 years holding up a state championship trophy in either softball, basketball, track. These three teams are just loaded with talent from the big country. And I want to say that I don't speak just for me and the whole community, but we're very, very so proud of you girls, the way you girls conduct yourself and the way that you girls hold up to the Piper standard.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to end this podcast, guys. I'll let you guys give a shout out. Sam knows let you give a thank you, a shout out to Aaron, whoever you want to give a shout out or thank you to. The floor is all yours, girls. Thank you for being on this podcast.
Thank you. I want to shout out my mom and dad. I love y'all.
I want to shout out my mom and dad and my brothers.
Shout out to my mom and dad and my grandma for taking me to PT every week.
Shout out to my parents. Shout out to my parents, too.
Well, girls, thank you once again for coming on this podcast. It was a pleasure, and hopefully I can have you girls on later on during the year when you girls are about to start playoffs.
Yeah.
Thank you, girls, so much.
Thank you. Bye.